Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Well, yeah.
Like good old-fashioned smash-mouth football, right?
This is the Roundtable Show, live from the Stadium Sports Bar and Grill at Belterra Park, presented by Window World. Brought to you in part by Yuengling, America's oldest brewery, family-owned and operated since 1829. Papa John's, the official pizza of the Cincinnati Bengals. Performance Kings Honda. They'll put a smile on your face. Every customer, every vehicle, every day. CBTS, a Cincinnati Bell company. Technology solutions for business. Miami Valley Gaming. Get ready to get lucky. The Healthcare Management Group, providing greater care for greater Cincinnati. Nixco Plumbing. Choose a pro. Choose Nixco. Lycans Energy Solutions. Powered by Light. Belterra Park. One amazing place to play. And by Ucrate.com for all your residential and commercial shipping needs.
Big playmaker came up and played big.
This is 700 WLW, the home of the best Bengals coverage.
And away we go, 508 on 700 WLW. It is a special Wednesday night edition of the Roundtable Show at the Stadium Sports Bar and Grill at Belterra Park. Special night, special time. I'm Lance McAllister. He's Rocky Boyman. We'll take you from 5 to 6:30 tonight, traditionally a Thursday night from 6 to 8 because of the holidays and because of UC basketball tonight and the fact, Rock, that the Rusty Griswolds perform here tonight after us. They perform at 8 o'clock. We're all discombobulated, but we kind of like this 5 to 6:30.
Yeah.
I could get used to this.
Early? Yeah,
5 to 6. Absolutely. Now you're under some pressure tonight. I don't want you to act up. I want you to just be civil and be a nice guy because my mom and my wife are in the audience tonight.
Love your mom. Met her last year. Same time, same show.
I'll say this as well. Your recommendation from last week for the steak and eggs. I took you up on it. Oh,
it's good, right?
Steak and eggs here at the Stadium Sports Bar and Grill at Belterra Park. Very good.
Very good.
Steak and eggs and your little hash browns, potato fries, and
jelly.
And jelly and toast. We're good to go. Yeah. We have a lot of ground to cover because the Bengals have given us plenty to talk about. Certainly from an injury standpoint, we'll sort through that. We're going to be joined at 6 o'clock tonight on the phone, 6:10, by one of your favorites, one of my favorites, Chuck Martin, the head coach of the Miami Redhawks, who made history last night, the first FBS school ever to start 0-6, win 6 in a row. They're now bowl eligible. We'll talk about that with Coach Martin of the Redhawks coming up at 6:10. We'll sort through the day's news for the Bengals, and we'll start dealing with life after Giovanni Bernard and A.J. Green, at least for this season, after we check traffic and weather together on 700 WLW.
From the Watson's Black Friday Sale Traffic Center, looking at an accident. So as Wolfpen Pleasant Hill closed between 131 and Deblin Drive, you're looking at a wreck on South 75 before Paddock in the left lane. Slow from the top of the split, then Hopple to the bridge. Northbound Mitchell to Paddock slow. Northbound now they're reporting a wreck before the viaduct. That one with injuries. Reading north of Paddock, an accident on the shoulder west 275 west of Mosteller. 71 north still slow. Smith Edwards to Pfeiffer. Southbound Taft to the tunnel. Northern Kentucky side still slow northbound from 18 to Turfway. The accident's gone. Then Dixie to the bridge slow. Your next traffic update in 10 minutes. I'm Bruce Davis on 700 WLW.
Scattered showers moving through the tri-state tonight, a low of 46 degrees. Tomorrow, Thanksgiving Day, there is a chance of rain in the morning. Skies will stay cloudy with a high of 54. Black Friday, another slight chance of showers during the day, mostly cloudy, a high in the low 50s. We're looking sunny for Saturday, a high in the upper 40s. That's the forecast from your severe weather station, News Radio 700 WLW.
All right, let's do this. Roundtable Show, Stadium Sports Bar and Grill at Belterra Park. It's all presented by Window World. Some of the best for less. Lance McAllister, Rocky Boyman, he of the Super Bowl ring and a Super Bowl reunion this past Sunday. We'll talk about with the Indianapolis Colts. We thank Yuengling for presenting the webcam. Hello, Yuengling webcam.
Hello.
You can watch the show on my blog at 700WLW.com. We have some great prizes we're going to give away tonight, including our Yuengling prize pack. It's a cooler and a hat and shirt and glasses. We give that away every week. We have some NKU basketball tickets along with some other cool prizes between now and 6:30 tonight. Plenty of time for you to get to the roundtable show here at Stadium Sports Bar and Grill. Rock, a quick check on the let me give you the injury update for the day, then we'll deal with the biggest one and what it means for this team. Cedric Pierman has returned from the injury list. He has a roster exemption. He can start practicing. They have 21 days to decide what to do with him. That means he's in William Jackson III is out. They had to make a choice on one of those two. You couldn't bring both back. So Cedric Pierman is back to practice. William Jackson III officially done for the year. Injury list today, no Dre Kirkpatrick, no Sean Williams, no Brandon LaFell, no C.J. Uzomah. Holy cow. Andy Dalton was limited with a shoulder issue he is dealing with. Let's backtrack to Sunday. The most significant injury will go in order. A.J. Green, the Cadillac, is done. I would think, I find it hard to believe he returns this year, but let's just start with the short term. The absence of A.J. Green does what and means what for this Bengals offense?
Well, I mean, besides all the fans, I think that the person who's hurt the most by that is Tyler Eifert, because now he's going to get all the same double teams and all the attention and all the bracket coverages and all the extra safety over the top kind of stuff that A.J. Green got. So that's going to certainly, this Bengals offense could really click when defense had to choose. Are you going to try to take away? Are you going to try to double Green? Are you going to try to double Eifert? Either way, then you go to the other one and put up some good numbers. So without him in there, and then obviously without Gio, who we'll get to here, it's tough. Anytime you lose a player who's that good, you don't replace him with one person. You don't replace him with three players. And one of the interesting things is that there's two kind of players out there. There's players that do one thing, but they do it really, really well. And there's most players that you do a lot of things, you do them pretty good, right? And you got A.J. Green, who catches passes, and he's one of the best in the business at it. Then you got a guy like Gio, who is a really good running back, but he also pass blocks, and he catches out of the backfield.
Yep.
He plays slot receiver. So you got two different dynamics of injuries, and neither one of them are good.
Yeah, it's funny you say that about Tyler Eifert. We talked with him on Monday night. It was very clear, once A.J. went down, the Bills changed their approach. Instead of sending a lot of guys at Andy, They dropped eight. They rushed three, used eight in coverage, and Tyler said it was obvious right off the bat. They started bracketing him, and he went to the sidelines, and A.J. kind of looked at him and jokingly said, "Welcome to my world," and that's what
right.
you were referencing, because A.J. used to get the bracket coverage. Now it's Tyler, and that's going to be an adjustment for him. And while that adjustment takes place with him, somebody's going to have to make the defense pay going forward, or that's never going to stop. They will bracket Tyler Eifert. They'll be all over him the rest of the season.
Right. Well, and if you're looking for positives, you're looking for things that can be positive going down the line here, that's going to force someone else, some other player on this Bengals team, to become a guy.
Yep.
And maybe that's Tyler Boyd. Maybe that's LaFell, whoever that is, going into next year and the following year. Maybe it gives them a chance with Eifert getting a lot of attention. Maybe now Tyler Boyd gets a little more experience, gets a few more catches, and really develops to a player. And that's maybe, I guess, some silver lining you can find out.
No question. Giovanni Bernard, you brought up a great point about Gio and the domino effect, and based on all his abilities. I remember we talked a couple of weeks ago. Pro Football Focus had Giovanni Bernard rated as the number one running back in terms of blitz pickup in the entire NFL.
That's good.
And I think, obviously, when we think Gio, we think running ability, but you bring up a great point. It's not just losing a runner. It's that swing pass out of the backfield, for my money, is one of the most lethal weapons they have. And him in space is a cruel and unusual punishment for a linebacker. And his ability on a team that has trouble protecting the quarterback to pick up blitzes, that's just you. It's so many check marks you now lose on this offense.
Yeah, because it almost hurts more, because now he's doing essentially the job of four players.
Yes,
you get it all in one guy, and on a roster limited sort of situation like there is in the NFL with 53 and or 45 available on game day, it makes it tough to find. Because now all of a sudden, if you're the Bengals and you want to run, okay, you're going to go with Jeremy Hill. But boy, we really need to protect here. Do we bring in Ryan Hewitt? And now that's a key for the defense. And if we want to run a swing pass,
great point.
Now we got to bring in Rex Burkhead, and now the defense is cued on that. Well, now if Gio's back there, like, what the hell is he going to do? We have no idea what he's going to do. That creates indecision, which makes it tough on a defense, and now that element is not there.
I've always been a big fan of Rex Burkhead. I think they have almost struggled to figure out, kind of to a lesser extent than Gio, but struggle to try to figure out how to use him.
Yeah.
But I'm kind of curious to see whatever the package is that Ken Zampezi puts together. And obviously Jeremy Hill is still your number one guy. But I think there's something there to be uncovered, kind of discovered with Rex Burkhead.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. It's if you're Rex Burkhead, you're right sitting here like, now's my opportunity. Now's my opportunity to prove my worth, whether it's for this team or another team.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
And he's going to get more touches. He's going to get to show what he can do. He get to show his versatility. And it's, again, these kind of situations, injuries happen. And having been there, you got to try to find a way to look for the positive things that can come out of it. Okay, maybe they're not going to the playoffs and we're down a really good player, but maybe that means another player can emerge here.
You mentioned Tyler Boyd, and I thought really in the first half we saw him kind of emerge and have obviously the best first half he's had this season. He was targeted a number of times. I think he had 5 or 6 catches in the first half. He showed a little something that I think everybody was hoping to see from. They don't have a burner. They don't have somebody to take the top off of
right,
it. That's an issue, but I kind of liked what I started to see out of Tyler, but I saw you nodding your head. That take the top off element, that's a big piece to be missing, isn't it?
It is, because that's the thing that keeps defensive coordinators up at night. How do we stop this guy, the guy that you can have perfect coverage on, and he just runs by your cornerback?
Yeah.
And runs by a guy you're paying, you know, $8, $10 million a year. I mean, there's not many guys that can counteract that kind of thing. So, yeah, you know, opportunities now for Boyd, but it certainly – doesn't help to be missing a great player like A.J. Green.
So if you are, boy, and this question we could have asked before the injuries, we've talked about the identity. What is the identity? Who are these guys? If you're Ken Zampezi and you're sitting in your office all week long and you know there's no A.J. and no Geo, how do you view your offense? What do you try to do with this offense if you're Ken Zampezi?
I mean, right now, I would just try to boil it down to the simplest possible terms, okay? Who are our best players, okay? All right, we've established who they are. Okay, now they're in this order, whatever. Maybe they're, you know, obviously Andy Dalton, maybe then Eifert, then Tyler Boyd, then Jeremy Hill. How do I get the ball to these guys,
yeah,
right? That's how I would do it. I'm not saying that's how Ken Zampezi would do it, but I think you still got to find a way to utilize your best players. I think Ken Zampezi, and I you know, not to pat myself on the back, but I feel like I called this at the beginning of this.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Season before the season even started with Ken Zampezi and his role as offensive coordinator and how guys would connect with that. And I think he's trying to out-scheme people. He's trying to get cute. And instead of get back to who your best players are, who the best guys available, try to give them the ball.
Much more to get to. I want to ask you, and we touched a little bit on it last week, the difficulties for a team at 3-6-1 that might feel it's – and it's weird because on one hand you might feel your season slipping away. On the other hand, you take a look at the standings and it says you're not. But the difficulties when a team hits a rut like this, finding – looking inside for that motivation of the final 6 games of the season. We'll talk about that as we continue. And the whole Ken Zampezi approach to gimmick offense, let's stand guys up, let's move them around, you go here, you go there, and the confusion that brings, I think, for themselves. We'll do that as we continue. Hey, a reminder, visit Belterra Park Gaming this Saturday. It's the fall gift card giveaway from noon to 6 p.m. Earn 100 points in your My Choice card between 5 a.m. and 5:55 p.m. to receive a $20 Kroger or Walmart gift card while supplies last. He's Rocky Boyman. I'm Lance McAllister. Roundtable Show, special edition Wednesday night from 5 to 6:30 from Stadium Sports Bar and Grill at Belterra Park. We're at 5:20. We check traffic and weather together on 700 WLW.
From the Watson's Black Friday Sale Traffic Center, Wolpen Pleasant Hill remains closed between 131 and Deblin. North 71, 75 still slow from around 42 to the turf or to the Erlanger area from the earlier accident. South 75, left lane blocked at Paddock with the wreck, slow from above the Lachlan split, then from Hopple to the bridge. Northbound before the viaduct, left lane accident with injury, slow back to 7th Street, and northbound then Mitchell to Paddock. 71, slow Taft to the tunnel southbound, Red Bank to Pfeiffer northbound. You got wrecks Paddock at 7.
75 with injuries. Reading north of Paddock and a wreck with injuries on Springboro Pike at Austin Boulevard. Your next traffic update in 10 minutes. Suburbs Davis on 700 WLW.
Overnight tonight, scattered rain in the tri-state, a low of just 46 degrees. Thanksgiving tomorrow, there is a chance of rain in the morning, then cloudy with a high of 54. Staying cloudy Friday, another slight chance of showers, a high in the low 50s. For the weekend, sunny skies, highs in the upper 40s to low 50s. That's the forecast from your severe weather station, News Radio 700 WLW.
626, 700 WLW, it's the Roundtable Show. Special Wednesday night edition, early edition at that from the Stadium Sports Bar and Grill at Belterra Park. Roundtable brought to you in part by Hawksworth Blood Centers. Hawksworth donors save lives. Who will you save? Yuengling, America's oldest brewery, family-owned and operated since 1829. Rock, help me understand Ken Zampezi's. And I get deception. I get how deception can help and what he does with changing formations and switching guys around. It now has reached a point, to me, it seems excessive, and the return on the investment is not there. I think it's leading to more confusion. And to me, Rock, it's as simple as the more guys you have moving around, the more guys you have who have to figure out where they're supposed to be, when the snap is, and everything else. And I don't see the reward at this point.
Right. Well, obviously, those kind of things and moving, you know, offensive guys around and shifts and motions are helpful to an offense because they're hard on the defense, because now the defense is on its heels. As I always say, you're thinking instead of reacting. And all that stuff is great, but if you're not being productive on offense, it does no good. So you got to go back to, if you're not performing the way you should, you strip back down, you get in normal basic offensive yep. sets, get back to what guys do well, put them in position, have confidence, put them in a position to win, and you do the graduate level stuff once you're clicking. You know, once you're clicking and you're moving the ball, then you say, hey, if we add this, we show the defense some different things, that'll make us even better. But if you're not, you know, it's like trying to do calculus when you haven't mastered geometry. It's one of those things that it comes later on when you have things figured out. But right now, this team is not clicking enough to, in my opinion, be able to do that stuff.
Well said. Time to review last week's Performer of the Week, brought to you by Performance Kings Honda. They'll put a smile on your face. Every customer, every vehicle, every day. We'll go with Dre Kirkpatrick. Back-to-back weeks with interceptions now. Back-to-back weeks, very athletic interceptions. He picks off Tyrod Taylor, and he is our Performer of the Week this season. For every Kevin Huber punt down inside the 20-yard line, EverDry Waterproofing will make a charitable donation in Kevin's name. EverDry Waterproofing, they'll fix it permanently. Kevin had six punts, an average of 45 and a half on Sunday. He had two inside the 20-yard line. Speaking of special teams, up next, Rock, let's talk missed point afters and okay. kickers' impact on the game. Can we do that?
Who would have thought kickers? People were this up in arms about
man,
kickers.
Oh, man. He's Rocky Boyman. I'm Lance McAllister. Roundtable Show, Stadium Sports Bar and Grill at Belterra Park, presented by Window World. Something the best for less on the home of the best Bengals coverage, 700 WLW. By 35, 700 WLW, it's the Roundtable Show, special Wednesday edition, early edition. We'll roll till 6:30 tonight. It's all presented by Window World, simply the best for less, and brought to you in part by Hearing Solutions, helping you listen to what you are missing. Here's the schedule. Since we're on early tonight, we will lead you into a Dan and Chuck with the pregame show, and then the Bearcats playing here tonight, basketball versus Samford at Fifth Third Arena, that right here on 700 WLW. Rocky will follow after the basketball game around 9, and then here at Stadium Sports Bar and Grill at 8 o'clock, Rusty Griswolds. The Rusty Griswolds at 8, part of a run of live music this week through the Stadium Sports Bar and Grill, of course, every Friday and Saturday night. Friday night, The Gamut at 8 o'clock, and Nick Netherton Band at 9 on Saturday. So Rusty Griswolds, they're good, coming up at 8 o'clock tonight right here at the Stadium Sports Bar and Grill. So Mike Nugent misses two-point afters. His future appeared to be in doubt. It appeared to be bleak. Marvin Lewis said after a lot of thought and consideration, they've decided to stay the course. I chalk that up to, as frustrating as it is, Rock, I know where they're coming from this standpoint. It's supposed to be a very intricate, well-oiled machine between snapper, holder, kicker, and to change one of those moving parts this late in the season is difficult. You're also looking at whoever you're getting has been discarded by somebody else at some point. That's why they're on the street.
Right.
It just, I wonder from this standpoint, you've been in an NFL locker room. I wonder if you almost don't have to move on for no other reason than to show the rest of the locker room where we have to hold people accountable? Am I reaching for that? Do guys wonder, or do they say, well, all I have to do is look in the mirror because I haven't done my job as well either? How do players view that when somebody like a kicker is struggling?
I don't think that. I mean, look, I mean, players are in love with kickers, right? That's no secret. But I don't think players would say, oh, if you don't bring someone in or fire him, it's a reflection of you not doing your job. I would say it's more that Marvin Lewis looks at it like, to your point, if we're getting somebody, he's not going to be as good. And I mean, kicking is a mental, very much a mental position. So you bring in somebody, bring in five kickers on Monday to try out. Now all of a sudden, a guy who's struggling mentally. I mean, because right, I mean, mechanically, physically, nothing is wrong with Nugent, right? It's something, some yips or something in his head. So you start bringing in open tryouts. Now all of a sudden, he starts thinking more, hurts his confidence even more, and he does worse, if that's possible. So I just don't know if changing him mid-season is a good thing. You know what I mean? And I know he's not been unbelievable, but, I mean, for the most part, I guess ultimately this is like the least of this team's problems right now, I think. So
I'm glad you said that, because I said after the game, look, if you've watched Sunday's game against the Bills and you believe that Mike Nugent is the biggest problem on this team, you're not watching the same team I'm watching.
No.
The offense has failed to score more than 23 points in all but two games this year.
That's where I would say if the offense was clicking and the defense was clicking, this team was 8-2, and two of their, you know, the games they lost were because of a bunch of missed kicks. Okay, then you bring them in. But right now, I think there's just other things to focus on right now.
You know, it's funny, the search for what's up, and there were a league record 12 point afters missed on Sunday. Marvin brought up an interesting point at his news conference on Monday. He said, we're in a day and age now where we're almost freezing our kickers because now every score is reviewed, and it used to be touchdown, kicker runs onto the field, kicks the extra point, runs back. Now it's touchdown, it's reviewed, the kicker waits. And he waits. He runs out on the field. Maybe you wait a little bit longer. And then he kicks. And I don't say that as an excuse for Mike or any other kicker, but I think there's something to that. You're almost freezing your guys by the review process now.
Add that to the list of reasons why they should cut out these damn replays
yes!
all the time. Absolutely. No, I used to be for the whole let's move it back, let's make it more of an exciting play. First of all, though, I do not find myself, Lance McAllister, sitting and waiting on this extra long extra point instead of getting a beer or using the bathroom. No, I mean, it doesn't affect me one iota.
Right.
But the only thing it does, obviously, is hopefully it'll push more teams to do a two-point conversion.
That's what I want.
Right.
Yes.
I'll stay and watch that.
Because to me, Rock, we went from this rule was changed because the point afters were too common. They were too easy. They were making like 98.6%, some ridiculous number. So they said, we have to change it up. They've changed it. Now, for me, it's become frustrating. I mean, who wants to watch a guy then miss a point after you've marched 90 yards down the field, 15 plays, scored a touchdown? So it's gone from boring to frustrating. I would eliminate point afters altogether and make everybody go for two.
Amen to that. Absolutely. Because also, think about this. Think about if you're an offense, you're an offensive player, offensive coordinator, or GM, your offense busts its tail.
Yes.
You go all the way down the field. You go for it on third down. You pick it up. You go for it on fourth down. You pick it up. Go all the way down. You score to have some kicker come on and screw the whole thing up. I mean, after these guys
Absolutely.
Just busted their rear end. So, look, the NFL is always been above any other league, above the NBA, above Major League Baseball. I've always done more in terms of, hey, what's more exciting? What's more for the fan versus worrying about things like records and that sort of deal? So, yeah, who else would care? Who would care if they eliminated the extra point? The kickers union?
Yeah,
okay, so what?
That's it.
Other than that, no one else would care. Fans
Absolutely.
Certainly wouldn't.
Absolutely.
Coaches wouldn't. So, yeah, you get down there. Every team has to go for two. So they win there. They don't have to, you know, agonize through a kick or possibly missing a kick. And the fans get more of what they want, which is more of an exciting sort of situation. So,
he's Rocky Boyman. I'm Lance McAllister. It's the Roundtable Show, Stadium Sports Bar and Grill, where we just pulled an Eddie and Tracy. We're going
to
check traffic and weather together
much,
a bit late. 541 on 700 WLW.
from the Watson's Black Friday sale. Traffic center, Wolfpen Pleasant Hill still closed between 131 and Devlin. There's a wreck on North 7175 at Richwood Road. That thing is slowing things back to the Waltons.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Split northbound before the viaduct. Still got a wreck in the cleanup. Ezra Charles is where he's slowed down for that. West 275 on the shoulder at Mosteller. No big deal there. Paddock at 75. Injury wreck in the cleanup. South 75 from the viaduct to downtown. South 71 from Taft to the tunnel slow. Your next traffic update in 10 minutes. I'm Bruce Davis on 700 WLW.
Scattered showers moving through the tri-state tonight, a low of 46 degrees. Tomorrow, Thanksgiving Day, there is a chance of rain in the morning. Skies will stay cloudy with a high of 54. Black Friday, another slight chance of showers during the day, mostly cloudy, a high in the low 50s. We're looking sunny for Saturday, a high in the upper 40s. That's the forecast from your severe weather station, News Radio 700 WLW.
.548/700 WLW, the Roundtable Show, Stadium Sports Bar and Grill at Belterra Park. It's all presented by Window World, some of the best for less. We thank Yuengling again for presenting the prize pack each week for us to give away and the webcam. You can view the show on my blog at 700WLW.com. Final thought on the point afters. I would find it highly entertaining, interesting, and I don't want to say riveting, but if you told me you got rid of point afters and everybody was forced to go for two, That's fun. That's an offensive play. That's skill, right? Guys catching, throwing, running. I would take that over a point after any day of the week.
And fun is equals entertainment.
Yes.
That equals fan engagement. That equals money for the league. This is what as I said earlier, the NFL has figured out versus all the other leagues. Baseball, we can't do this. We can't move the pitcher's mound down because how will that affect the records? We can't do, you know, it's ridiculous. Who cares about the records? Give me an entertaining product on television. Eliminate the point after touchdown. Literally, no fan out there will be like, hey, keep the extra point. I love that.
You're exactly right.
No fan will do that.
You're exactly right. Let's preview tonight's game brought to you by Carry Toyota, best in town, carrytoyota.com. It's a Wednesday night, so no Thursday night NFL game. There is a triple header tomorrow, and those all three games will be heard right here on 700 WLW. Let's take one final look at last week's point spread, see who covered the spread, brought to you by Win Schuler's Cheddar Cheese Spreads. For every game time snack, party, or tailgate, spread the fun with a great taste of Win Schuler's. Kansas City did not cover the spread. 7-point favorites at home to the Buccaneers last week, lost 19-17. Patriots did cover the spread. 12-point road favorites against the 49ers. They won 30-17. Rock, up next, you had a reunion. It was very cool from what I saw in the photos.
Cool.
Tell me the story as we continue in the 10-year Super Bowl reunion with the Colts. We'll do that after we check traffic and weather together on 700 WLW.
From the Watson's Black Friday sale, traffic center still cleaning up an accident on northbound 7175 north of Richwood Road. Slow back to the Walton split. Now there's one in the left lane, north 7175 at Kyle's. Brake lights from Erlanger. Paddock at 75 in the wrap up. Wolfpen Pleasant Hill remains blocked between 131 and Devlin. South 71 Reading to the tunnel slow. North 75 Mitchell to Paddock southbound from the viaduct to the bridge. Your next traffic update in 10 minutes. I'm Bruce Davis on 700 WLW.
Overnight tonight, scattered rain in the tri-state, a low of just 46 degrees. Thanksgiving tomorrow, there is a chance of rain in the morning, then cloudy with a high of 54. Staying cloudy Friday, another slight chance of showers, a high in the low 50s. For the weekend, sunny skies, highs in the upper 40s to low 50s. That's the forecast from your severe weather station, News Radio 700 WLW.
Closing in on 6 o'clock news time in 9 minutes. 9 minutes. Then we'll roll this over into the 6 o'clock hour until 6:30. We'll talk with Chuck Martin, head coach of the Miami Redhawks, at 6:10. They make history last night. First FBS school ever to start a season 0-6 and then win 6 in a row to get to 6-6. They are bowl eligible. We are both big fans of Chuck Martin. We look forward to talking to him in about 20 minutes from now. But Sunday, your Sunday was a reunion. It was a flashback to 10 years ago when your Super Bowl champion ended Indianapolis Colts won it all. You got a ring out of it. What was Sunday's experience like?
It was neat, man. It was so funny. So we were at the hotel, and I got in Sunday because I had a game Saturday. But Sunday morning, about 11:30 or so, all the guys and their wives, they board a bus outside the hotel, and we drive down into the bowels of the stadium just like we would for a game, right? And even then, and a bunch of guys said the same thing, you kind of for a split second got that, like, pit in your stomach, like you know what I mean, like as a player.
It was
like,
game day.
Yeah, it's a game day. And we were all kind of laughing about that. But it was just cool to see guys that, as I've said to you, one of my biggest regrets is not keeping in better contact with some of these guys. And, you know, a lot of them I haven't talked to in 10 years.
Wow.
And,
wow.
But what's funny about that is as much time has passed, you get together, and it's like you never left.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I know guys say that. Of course, guys look a little different, maybe put on some weight, and, you know, hairlines back a little further and stuff a little bit. But it's neat to talk about that and just, you know, just go over some of those stories from – you know, what was obviously just a magical year for
Rock,
us.
The neat thing for me, and seeing the photos you posted on Facebook and on Twitter, your son, Bo,
yeah,
who wasn't around, obviously, 10 years ago, he got to be around that. That had to be really neat for
that
you and
was,
your wife.
Lance, that was, well, for both, because my wife didn't know me at all when I played, so it was really important for me to have her there and at least get somewhat of a taste,
yeah,
of what that was like and me and my former life, if you will. And then also, yeah, for my son, he had his 50 Colts Boyman jersey out there.
That's
and he was running
awesome
around, and he got in trouble by the field crew because he was grabbing the pylon and running with it, and you know, it was really cool to have to see them out there. And then obviously we got a great picture, and someone's got to send it to me still, but all the guys and their sons.
Oh,
right?
Yeah,
so
that is
Marvin
excellent.
Jackson, Mike Doss, and you know Gary Brackett, all these guys, and you know, so it's like the players and their sons, a cool pick.
That's nice. And were you guys introduced at halftime of the game?
Yeah.
Was there a halftime?
Yeah, so we were all kind of actually scattered out different sections,
yeah,
and suites and stuff for the game. So, you know, so we came in before pregame, we were on the sideline. And well, I'll tell you what was really weird was, you know, we're sitting there all together telling stories about the good old days. We look out on the field, and Robert Mathis and Adam Vinatieri are still out there. And I go to Robert, like, what are you doing? Just stop, you know?
That's beautiful.
Robert's is the best. It's just funny. He's in his 16th year at Vinatieri. He literally, when he retires, he will literally retire. Like, he's going to get, you know, Social Security,
yeah,
I think, his last game. So, anyway, that was kind of odd, but cool to see those guys.
Oh,
well,
and you got pictures. I saw you and Bo with Peyton Manning, and you and Bo with Bill Polian.
Yeah.
And you know what was cool to me just in seeing that? You still, to this day, you refer to him as Mr. Polian.
Mr. Polian. From the, yeah, to the day I die, it was Mr. Polian. Mr. Reese, you know, and I told Bill that was cool to see Mr. Poyne and tell him, you know, again, as I tell him every time I see him, you know, thanks for,
yeah,
making me and believing in me and bringing me on this team and making me a part of that. So, because, you know, there's a lot of players he could have chose from, and he chose me, and I'm forever grateful.
Outstanding. All right, we'll do this. Get you check on news. We'll do get you caught up on headlines of the day at 6:05. Chuck Martin, the Miami Redhawks coach, will join us at 6:11. The Marvin Lewis report is ahead. It's 5:55. This is the Roundtable Show. Stadium Sports Bar and Grill at Belterra Park, presented by Window World, on the home of the best Bengals coverage, 700 WLW.
Like good old-fashioned smash-mouth football, right?
This is the Roundtable Show, live from the Stadium Sports Bar and Grill at Belterra Park, presented by Window World.
Hooray!
Brought to you in part by Yuengling, America's oldest brewery, family-owned and operated since 1829. Papa John's, the official pizza of the Cincinnati Bengals. Performance King Santa. They'll put a smile on your face. Every customer, every vehicle, every day. CVTS, a Cincinnati Bell company. Technology solutions for business. Miami Valley Gaming. Get ready to get lucky. The Healthcare Management Group, providing greater care for Greater Cincinnati. Nixco Plumbing. Choose a pro. Choose Nixco. Lycans Energy Solutions, powered by Light Belterra Park. One amazing place to play. And by Ucrate.com for all your residential and commercial shipping needs.
Big playmaker came up and played big.
This is 700 WLW, the home of the best Bengals coverage.
And away we go, 606 700 WLW. It's the Roundtable Show, special Wednesday night edition. If you're just joining us, hey, we've been doing this for an hour already. 90-minute show tonight, 5 to 6:30, leading into UC basketball. We do it on a Wednesday night because of Thanksgiving tomorrow night. We have a lot of ground to cover. Chuck Martin, the head coach of the Miami Redhawks, will join us in 4 minutes. For Mark, let me get you caught up. Headlines of the day, 700 WLW Bengals update. Cedric Pierman returned to practice today with a roster exemption. That starts a three-week window the Bengals have to use for him to practice without counting against the 53-man roster. That means also William Jackson III will not be brought back the remainder of what is his rookie season. Injury report today, no Dre Kirkpatrick, no Sean Williams, no Brandon LaFell, no C.J. Uzama. Andy Dalton was limited with a shoulder issue. Congratulations, props to Bengals fans. They contributed over 12,000 pounds of food and nearly $22,000 to the Free Store Food Bank 30th Annual Canned Food Drive last weekend. NFL Thanksgiving Thursday is a triple header here on the big one. All six teams, by the way, are at or above 500 for the season. 12:30, the Vikings are at the Lions, followed by the Redskins at the Cowboys, and then the Steelers at the Colts. College football, the Bearcats wrap up their season Friday night in Tulsa. Pregame starts at 8 right here on the big one. Chuck Martin, meanwhile, and the Miami Redhawks. How about this story? They beat Ball State last night 21-20. The Redhawks become the first FBS NCAA football team to start a season 0-6, then win six in a row to finish 6-6. They may not be finished yet. They're not finished yet. They are bowl eligible. We'll talk with the head coach of the Miami Redhawks, Chuck Martin, 3 minutes from Mark. College basketball, the Bearcats are at Fifth Third Arena to take on Samford tonight. Dan and Chuck have the call. Pre-game coverage starts after us. At the bottom of the hour, 6:30. I think it's 6:35 right here on 700 WLW. Earlier today, the number one ranked Kentucky Wildcats rout Cleveland State 101-70, the final score. And a sad baseball note, 700 WLW Reds update. Thoughts and prayers to Big Red Machine pitcher and 1976 National League Rookie of the Year, Pat Zachary. Pat's wife, Sharon, at age 65, was killed in a single vehicle crash Monday evening near Waco, Texas. Pat, who's 64, is listed in stable condition. He's expected to be released from the hospital. For everything else you've missed today, do this. Go to my blog. Go to 700WLW.com. The blog, a service of 1-800-GOT-JUNK. If you've got junk, if you're moving, if you're remodeling, they will take care of you. On the blog right now, the judge today and the decision in the Illinois High School Football State Playoff Game controversy. I have the latest on that. If you're a Buckeye fan or a Wolverine fan, I have a trailer, a preview trailer for Sunday's showdown that is spectacular. I have video of this date, 1984, Doug Flutie and the Hail Mary pass, and much more, all in one spot. On the blog, 700WLW.com. All right, we don't have a whole lot of time. We got to rock and roll. Coming up bottom of the hour, UC basketball. Rock is on after the Bearcats tonight. He'll take it 9 to midnight here at Belterra Park Stadium Sports Bar and Grill. We're done at 6:30. Then the Rusty Griswolds performing live at 8 o'clock. Up next, from 0-6 to a six-game winning streak and one of the best stories of the year in college football, we'll talk with Chuck Martin, head coach of the Miami Redhawks, as the roundtable show continues from the Stadium Sports Bar and Grill at Belterra Park, presented by Window World. Some of the best for less. 610. We check traffic and weather together. 700 WLW.
From the Watson's Black Friday Sale Traffic Center, Wolfpen Pleasant Hill still closed 131 to Devlin. Accidents gone north 71-75 at Kyle's, but you're off and on the brakes from 18 to downtown. South 75 reported accident near Glendale Milford Road. You're slow from Lachlan off and on to downtown. Northbound Mitchell to Paddock, 71 South Reading to the bridges. You got accidents Dana at Montgomery, Glenway east to Park Crest on Work at Northgate Drive, Beekman at Queen City. In Plainfield, northbound near Georgetown Road with injuries. Your next traffic update in 10 minutes. Summers Davis on 700 WLW.
Scattered showers moving through the tri-state tonight, a low of 46 degrees. Tomorrow, Thanksgiving Day, there is a chance of rain in the morning. Skies will stay cloudy with a high of 54. Black Friday, another slight chance of showers during the day, mostly cloudy, a high in the low 50s. We're looking sunny for Saturday, a high in the upper 40s. That's the forecast from your severe weather station, News Radio 700 WLW.
611 700 WLW. It's the Roundtable Show. We're at the Stadium Sports Bar and Grill at Belterra Park. Lance McAllister, Rocky Boyman. Rock, I speak for both of us when I say how excited we are to welcome in our next guest. Both of us are big fans of him. He's the head coach of the Miami Redhawks. Last night they beat Ball State. They were down 10 at the half. And the Miami Redhawks become the first FBS school in Division I football history to start a season 0-6, then even its record at 6-6. They are riding a six-game winning streak. They are bowl eligible. What a cool story. Let's welcome in the head coach of the Miami Redhawks. He is Chuck Martin. Coach, how are you?
We're doing very well. How are you guys doing?
Congratulations, well. Coach.
Congrats, yeah.
Yeah, no, it was a great evening. It was kind of fitting that we'd be down 10 at halftime the way we've struggled kind of all year long. Nothing's come easy for the Red Hawks. I told them at halftime, I said, if this is the way we're going to do it, it's kind of like the Cubs blowing the lead and having to win in extra innings. I said, this will be a very fitting way to end in the kids' spot, and we played very well in the second half and pulled it out.
What a fantastic story unfolding. And, Coach, when you're trying to change the culture in a program that was going through down times, nothing beats the evidence right before their eyes of something like a six-game winning streak.
Yeah, no, and our belief each week has grown. And we wouldn't have won last night if we weren't on a five-game winning streak. Our kids were very poised and composed at halftime, and they were still very confident. They knew they needed to play better, knew they were capable. So with all the confidence we've gained through the winning streak, it really helped us last night eke out a close one.
Chuck, you come in 2014, you go 2-10, 2015, 3-9, start off the season 0-6, but now you rattle off six straight going to a bowl. Tell me the thoughts of your seniors, some of those guys like, Rakeem Williams, for instance, who was around in 2013 when that program was as bad as any program in the country, to now go through all that, Chuck, and to be in a place where he probably never thought he would be, right, to be where you're going to go to a bowl game. What was that like for some of those seniors?
Yeah, it was awesome for everybody in the program, but particularly those kids, and to see them after the game on the field in the locker room and just to see the excitement that their career wasn't over. They were co-champs in the MAC East, even though we won't go to the MAC title game because OU beat us head-to-head, but we're still tied at 6-2, and they got a chance to continue playing, go to a bowl game, which, as you said, maybe they dreamed a little bit about preseason, but then after you get off to a bad start, and we even said, I haven't told the team we're 0-6, hey, we're not going to a bowl game. We're gonna do this thing right. We're going to treat every week like a bowl game from here on out and try to play our best football, and then lo and behold, 6 weeks later, I was wrong. We're going to a bowl game. So to see the joy with those kids and what you've been through, it was a special moment to be a part of.
Coach, are you now almost, I guess you have to add a new dimension to your message about how you handle success now that it's happening for your players?
Yeah, and I was worried about this week because we had a 10-day break and coming off a five-game winning streak, and then we start talking about bowl, and OU loses, and we got a chance maybe to win the league and go to the MAC championship. And now all of a sudden, there's a lot at stake. And as I told the group, it was a little bit you got to kind of embrace the moment and say, hey, there is a lot at stake, and let's see how we play. Let's see how we handle it.
Coach, is he there?
We got him. Yep.
Yeah, okay. Coach, I wanted to ask you this. Obviously, fans out there, football fans, know all the implications of going to a bowl. It heightens the awareness of your program. You get extra practice time to work for guys. Any other reasons why a bowl is important to building a program?
Well, biggest for us is recruiting, and the publicity of going from 0-6 to 6-6, and then obviously all the publicity we'll get over the next few weeks when the bowl bids come out and we get to tweet about and send messages to all the recruits about what we're doing. And then we'll have visits and people get to come watch bowl practices. So all of that is super huge for our football program.
Coach, for those who don't know, you've had the return of your redshirt sophomore quarterback, Gus Ragland, from an injury early in the season. Just speak to what that meant for your team in terms of this turnaround, his availability once he was healthy.
Yeah, obviously it's been huge. And we felt like we were close, and to me, Gus just put us over the top. We felt like we were way better in a lot of areas, but we were still lacking in belief. And anyone that knows Gus Ragland, he doesn't lack belief. Every time he steps on the field, he believes we're going to score. He believes we're going to win. He believes if there's a job that needs to get done, just let him do it. If I told him, hey, we need you to go tackle a guy and kick off, he'd run out there and kick off and think he's going to be the guy.
That's the kind of guy you want, Coach.
So he's been the heartbeat of the team since he's been back, and then obviously he's played great with 15 touchdown passes and no interceptions. So not only has he been a leader, but he's also done it with his actions on the field, and obviously he's been a major part of the turnaround.
Coach, give us an indication of the process of and even the time frame of figuring out what the potential bowl destinations could possibly be in your future.
Yeah, they're saying like not this weekend, but the following weekend is when the bowl bids come out. And just because where we're at in the pecking order, we're going to go to one of the MAC tie-ins, they've told us. But part of it is Western going to get into the final eight, or is Boise going to get in the final eight? So we got to kind of wait and see how this all unfolds over the next 10 days before we know where we're heading.
Coach, congratulations. We know you're busy and you're being pulled in a bunch of different directions. We appreciate you grabbing the phone for a few minutes. We're happy for you, and best of luck. Keep this thing rolling.
Yeah, and thanks for having me on. I appreciate it, guys.
Thanks, Coach. Chuck Martin, head coach of the Miami Redhawks. 6 consecutive wins.
Lance, I remember when Chuck got that job, you know, and I reached out to him when he first got it because he's a Notre Dame guy, and went up there and met with him during summer practice and just get a key of the program and, hey, how you going to rebuild this thing? Because that program was a disaster, right?
Yes.
And he said, this is going to be a total rebuild, you know? And he said, but that was the joy for me of being a coach of there's something about, again, totally changing the culture, right? That's what P.J. Fleck
yep.
is doing at Western Michigan. So, and I'll never forget Chuck Martin telling me that he said, when I got here, one of the first things I did, I went around to all 90 or 100 guys on our team and asked them, why did you come to the University of Miami? He said, and I had, Rocky, 5 guys say because of the football program. It was every other reason, right? It was a great school and good, you know, close to home, all which are all good reasons.
Yep.
But you want guys at that school, Lance, in that program that want to be there to play football for that program. It's a very storied program, maybe not
Absolutely.
Recently, but over the course of history. So that was part of the process with getting people to care about football again, to make football a priority and all the great things that come with it. And, I mean, for a guy like him that, I mean, again, a month ago he was going to get canned, right? He was, here we go, he's hasn't really lived up to the potential, and he rattles off 6 straight, and he's one of the best in the business, and I couldn't be happier for him.
Rock, he inherited, maybe arguably, maybe not, the worst college football program in the country when he took over. They had come off 0-12. They'd lost 16 in a row. Once he took over, they lost their first 5, so they were riding a 21-game
yeah.
losing streak, 2-10, 3-9, 0-6 to start this year,
yeah.
and now 6 straight wins. And Rock, let's not forget, he left Notre Dame as the offensive coordinator for a team that played Alabama in the national championship. He took a $200,000 pay cut
right.
to take this job because he believed in what they would be able to get done,
yeah.
and now they're going bowling.
You tell me that guy doesn't believe in himself. You talk about betting on yourself, right? They say you
Absolutely.
Want to do that in life, bet on yourself.
Yep.
He said, for the long term here, this is what's going to be what I want and what you know, the joy, that the biggest fulfillment I'll get, which is taking a team that was literally a dumpster fire and changing it piece by piece, frustrations abound, all this and that, and coming out on top.
Can you imagine? Can you imagine what it's like making the recruiting phone calls now? There's probably kids or people who aren't hanging up on him anymore. They're
right.
like, Miami, click. And now it's, wait a minute, everybody's talking about your program. I want to listen to what you have to say.
Which, I'll tell you what, Tommy Tuberville better be listening, because there's another program here in town that's on the uprise, a coach that's getting things done and changing the culture, and now these high school kids that are coming out of St. X and Moeller and LaSalle and Sycamore and Fairfield and Winton Woods, they're going to say, hey, this is a legitimate option for me to go and play football now, to go play for, you know, Chuck Martin, who's been at Notre Dame
yep.
and built this program. So he's going to get some talent out of Cincinnati, Lance.
Good stuff. We'll take a timeout. We got to hustle. We're heading down the stretch. 6:30 will be news time and then Bearcat basketball time. He's Rocky Boyman. I'm Lance McAllister. Roundtable Show, Stadium Sports Bar and Grill at Belterra Park. It's always presented by Window World. Simply the best for less on 700 WLW.
Guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from, with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.